how opioid settlement money might flow. I'm David Brancaccio. Purdue Pharma, the maker of a painkiller that helped drive the opioid epidemic, has an offer to settle thousands of lawsuits brought by states and others. It's an ongoing negotiation. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. I remember Nova covering a Purdue settlement back in 2019.
That's right. We did have a proposed settlement back then, David, which Purdue valued at about $10 billion. But a lot of state attorneys general balked. They've been negotiating to up the amount the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, has to pay. Now, the family has made billions of dollars from the sale of OxyContin. Forbes put their worth at about $11 billion in total. Now they dispute that number. So in the latest formal offer from Purdue filed in bankruptcy court, the Sacklers would contribute more than $4 billion over a decade. That's up from a guaranteed $3 billion in the previous plan. So there is a concession there.
The total in this offer is also about $10 billion. Where does the rest come from?
It is about $10 billion. That would be Purdue's future sales and insurance claims that'll make up the rest. The Sacklers would give up ownership and Purdue will be restructured. And here's a new part of this, David. There would be trusts set up to disperse money to governments, which would be spending that money to fight the opioid addiction epidemic. Individual victims will get some money too, ranging from $3,500 to about $48,000.
But this deal is not done.
Not done. A judge has to approve, and a number of attorneys general say they're still not happy, so more negotiations ahead.
All right, Nova, thank you. With policymakers at America's Central Bank starting a two-day meeting this morning with no formal change in interest rates expected, the Dow is down 55 points in early trading, about 0.2%. The S&P is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ is up 0.7%, so mixed. There's word today retail sales fell in February. More vaccines suggest sales will rise this month. The COVID relief bill, which passed last week, will give $15 billion in grants to enhance vaccine distribution with special attention to underserved populations, including Native Americans who get the virus at three times the rate as white people. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
In late February 2020, Dr. Spiro Manson says it became clear that the Native American communities in and around Denver, Colorado, were going to be hit especially hard by COVID-19.
Several individuals, elders in my community here in the greater Denver area, contracted coronavirus and were subsequently hospitalized.
Manson is the director of the Centers for American Indian and Alaska Native Health at the Colorado School of Public Health. By December, the CDC found the death rate for Native Americans from COVID was nearly twice as high as it was for white Americans. There are a lot of reasons, like a high incidence of pre-existing conditions and cramped living conditions. But Manson also beams when talking about how quickly and independently the community pushed vaccinations into high gear. He says part of that
is a recognition historically that we ultimately have to depend upon ourselves in terms of self-reliance, assets, and resilience.
Several Native American communities across the country have successfully sprung into action, like the Navajo Nation's Department of Health, which reported as of Monday evening that it's immunized more than 69,000 people. This last weekend, Native American Community Services, which serves upstate New York, vaccinated around 360 people. Executive Director Michael Martin kept the vaccination announcement within the community.
We didn't want to put it out there publicly because what's happening, it's kind of like Hunger Games, right? As soon as somebody hears there's vaccines available, everybody tries to sign up.
More vaccines have been promised. The American Rescue Plan, passed last week, earmarks billions of dollars to shore up public health in vulnerable communities. Professor Randall Akee at UCLA points out that a lot of that will go beyond vaccines into areas like infrastructure.
One really important aspect is the funding that's allocated almost $1 billion for broadband access, which, again, in the age of COVID, is incredibly important for education and the access to public health information.
Because without that information and the ability to sign up easily for the vaccine, it can be much harder to actually get those shots into people's arms. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
President Biden has named an economist with decades of Washington experience to oversee implementation of that big relief package we were just talking about. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports on that.
President Biden tapped Gene Sperling as his stimulus czar. Sperling was director of the White House National Economic Council during both the Clinton and Obama administrations. Biden says Sperling will make sure the money in the relief package for local governments, schools, vaccine distribution goes where it's supposed to go.
Gene will be on the phone with mayors and governors, red states, blue states, a source of constant communication, a source of guidance and support, and above all, a source of accountability.
Biden says Sperling will be in charge of getting the money from the latest COVID relief bill out quickly and directly, with no waste or fraud. Biden served in a similar role under President Barack Obama. He oversaw implementation of a stimulus package after the Great Recession. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And the Tesla CEO Elon Musk has just bestowed upon himself a new title. He's now officially Techno King. Number one, this needs work. Maybe a hyphen or something? It looks more like a verb than a noun. Who's tech knocking on my door? Number two, if it's good enough for Elon, you should also feel free to burn productive time coming up with a grandiose title for yourself. I'll start. I now want to be il chiacchierone, from the Italian meaning dude who talks too much. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.